Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sound those alarms. Sound them loud. Our welcome back midday show. We mentioned right before we took a little pause there that here we have a budding controversy here, and a brewing controversy at the Eagles media availability. Nick Sirianni spoke a few minutes ago, and you remember a couple days ago when my antenna was up on something?
Yeah.
I said, you know, 26-year-old healthy quarterbacks do not take rest days at practice.
Yeah, you was reckless speculation.
Reckless or not, I felt it. It just didn't feel right.
It was reckless, Jeff.
Well, it was correct, because we found this out, and this is courtesy of Nick Sirianni without a filter. Nick Sirianni at the Eagles press conference just a few minutes ago asked about Jalen Hurts. Listen to this exchange about his rest day on Wednesday, which never made any sense when it happened. Here it was.
You haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and, you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
It was an ankle.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. No problem. I thought
you were
talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
Now rest.
All right. I mean, that is clear and obvious that the Eagles were trying to skirt the injury report on Wednesday. It's not working. That other voice you heard there, Hugh, do you know who that voice was? The voice that jumped in over Sirianni was that?
Oh, Bob Lang.
So that was PR.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Bob's doing his job.
Well, someone should have done their job on Wednesday and listed the injury report properly. So my take right now is Sirianni didn't know that they didn't injure him, didn't list him correctly, because he didn't go up there trying to not tell us the truth. He told the truth. So Jalen Hurts, look, I don't think we need to think this is serious. He did practice yesterday. He's not in an ankle boot, right? Like, he's not in a walking cast. He's practiced yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably fine. But
yeah,
he's dealing with something.
He's hampered with an injury.
Something is going on with Jalen's ankle.
I mean, maybe there's another Jalen on. I was looking at the roster.
Carter.
Well, another. Maybe it's another one.
No, there's not. I checked. There's Josh's and James's.
Because isn't Jalen? Jalen's been on the injury report, right?
Jalen Carter?
Yes.
But a shoulder.
Yeah, and maybe it was an ankle. Maybe he was thinking it was an ankle too.
Hugh.
Maybe it's on. I'm just
stop
him out. This goes exactly to what I was talking about. You're talking too much, man. Flat out.
This should be rudimentary stuff here. You're asked about a player you put on the injury report. They say he's never rested before. You rested him. What was that? Oh, were you just dealing with an ankle?
Yeah, he talked too much though.
He's got to answer the question.
He has to answer the question, but he forgot. He talked so much, he forgot he was talking about.
All right, 215-592-9494. Obviously, a lot to unpack here with the game, with the Cowboys week, all this stuff. We have our combo con looking for great rivalries. Does not have to be sports, but my initial reaction is I am not surprised. I said this the other day. Quarterbacks don't rest. I mean, 26-year-old quarterbacks without any injury don't take rest days on a Wednesday. This was baloney from the beginning.
Baloney.
And it's here now. Let's just hope the ankle is fine. I have to guess when they list him on the injury report today, they're going to list him full practice ankle. Because what are they going to say now? Plus, that thing from Sirianni trying to get out of this at the end was comical. Oh, yeah, never mind.
That's too obvious, isn't it?
What?
To put him on
the injury. Well, they have to now. What, they're going to put him on the injury report, full practice, rest again?
No,
they have to.
I would love to have been there. and saw Bob's face when he had to correct it. No, better yet, just wonder what Bob was thinking.
I do wonder how it affects the game on Sunday. Not will they win, but will they run him less? Will they do less tush pushes?
Well, it's going to affect the game. It's going to affect the game.
And then they also have another one 4 days from now. So I wonder if they use him a little different Sunday because they got a bigger one 4 days from there.
Yeah, you had to figure that one right there, man.
Can we hear it again if you missed it or want to hear it again? So here it was a few minutes ago, Novacare Complex, Eagles press conference, Sirianni.
Can we hear it with the music in the background, the creepy music?
Let's hear Sirianni back and forth here about Jalen Hurts' quote-unquote rest day on Wednesday.
You haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that? Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with it with the ankle, and you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
He wasn't on the ankle. I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle.
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. No, I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
Now rest.
Stream of conscious, man.
What's your favorite part about that one? The end where rest. Or was it, what's that? Like when he didn't want to answer the question.
No, he thought, like, the best part for me was, you know how you're telling a story and somebody asks you something and you give them the information. Then you thought, well, oh, snap.
I'm
supposed to tell them that.
What do you mean? What?
And then you try to, you hit him with the huh?
That was the huh. Yeah.
It was a nervous laugh at the end.
And then he was like, and then Bob jumps in and tries to save you.
So, do we think he didn't realize that they misreported the injury report? Because the way he said, you know, we listed him, you know, he's out with the ankle.
Well, it's Dallas week, and you know, you don't want to give too much information,
right? But
plus, it was probably, who knows? It probably was, you know, Jalen went down, he was hobbled a little bit, but it wasn't enough to warrant putting him on the injury report. It just gave him a day off. Who knows?
But they gave him a day off because of his ankle.
Yeah,
they have to report that.
This is a whole problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. That's a problem.
What could the confusion have been?
He didn't know how they listed him.
Well, right. I mean, he's pretending that he didn't know who they were talking about. He couldn't have been thinking of Carter, the other Jalen on the team,
who
is not on the injury report.
And he had a shoulder injury.
And last week when it was a shoulder injury.
And there are no more Jalens. We counted up. There's Jalex's, there's James's, Johns.
We have completed our Jalen tally.
Yes, we used to have more Jalens, but now we're down to just one Jalen.
And there's
two Jalens.
I mean, Mekhi Becton has an ankle injury. Ennis Smith has an ankle injury. I don't know where if there was an actual mix-up. I don't believe there was. I don't know where it would come from.
Well, also, let's say you're in that situation and you completely thought someone was talking about someone else. Wouldn't you stop and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were speaking this."
Yes, that
Jalen
feels
was
like an easy thing to correct. Like, I thought you were talking about this person.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me walk it back. No, Jalen's fine. It was a rest day.
He went into a whole, like, spiel about Jalen and how he was rested and how they gave, you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah, just being cautious with it.
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Are they becoming the Sixers?
Don't put that in the atmosphere. Don't put that in the atmosphere.
The PR department for the Sixers, they need to hire me.
Yeah, we're done with that.
I'm off at 2:00.
Yeah.
I'm done at 2.
Douglas just keeps working.
I could probably get there about 3:30.
They're in LA today.
I'm just saying, I know they're in LA, but I'm just saying when you get back, I'll be here waiting. Because they're home this weekend, right?
They come home Tuesday, I think it's the Knicks.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll be here.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. For your reaction to all this, including the Jalen Hurts conspiracy theory, that really is just fact now.
They
said it was rest day on Wednesday, and it was obviously and clearly not. He's got an ankle issue. Hopefully it's not hopefully it's not one that sticks, and we're talking about it for weeks to come. All right, Tom in Middletown is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey,
what's up, Tom?
How are you?
What's up, man?
Tom, we're just unpacking conspiracy theories here left and right.
Dude, listen, I always respect your opinions and your takes. But there's a but coming.
Okay.
You cannot overlook this game.
Why?
I would like you to explain how you want us to kind of overlook the game, but then blow them out.
Right, because it's such a lock that you just know they're going to win, and you kind of get comfortable that it's going to be a double-digit victory, and we start thinking about Thursday. That's all.
All right, well, let me ask you this. In the beginning, when we get to our schedule, comes out, is that game circled on your schedule?
Of course it is. It's the Cowboys in Dallas. They haven't won there in 8 years.
Now, we didn't expect Dallas to be as bad and as inept as they are, but you cannot go into their stadium and be nonchalant, worried about a Thursday night game. You got to take business in hand. Like, what's in front of you right now?
Sure, but the reality has changed here. They're starting Cooper Rush, not Dak Prescott. That's a huge difference. He's the quarterback.
It's Cooper Rush's job.
He stinks.
I don't care if they're playing the punt, pass, and kick champion. You still got to take that game serious.
Got to
take
it serious,
care of business.
Did you ever see that old video, Tom, of Andy Reid when he was in the punt, pass, and kick?
I was thinking that when he said
the
punt, he was a big kid.
He was like 13. He looked like he was like 28.
He was rotund.
Tom, what are you thinking here? Great rivalry. What do you got for us?
All right, listen, I'm going to think out of the box, just like you said earlier in the show. Think out of the box. I'm not going to go sports. I had a couple sports ones. Everyone has sports ones. But here, I'm going to give you one now. Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
That's a rivalry?
They're the two biggest pop stars in terms of like women pop stars right now.
Yeah, they are, but I didn't know they were going. I didn't know they had a rival.
Those two might not, but I feel like their fan bases do.
Okay, got you. The Beehive and what are they called? The Swifties. Yeah.
But hold on, when they have the music shows, like the music awards, it's Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and I think Taylor Swift was ripped a trophy out of her hand by one of Beyonce's people.
Oh, that's a good pull there. All right, Tom, that's a good one.
You're talking about when Kanye was that Taylor Swift that Kanye with the thing out of her hand?
Kanye was the Taylor Swift.
Like, yeah, when he was like, "I'm sorry, but you know, Beyonce." Oh, wait, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I think that's a good rivalry. Would you consider yourself more in the Hive or a Swiftie?
Neither? No,
you have to pick a side.
You got
to
pick a side. Why do I have to pick a side?
We are in the take business.
WIP.
Okay, fine. If I had to be one, I know more Beyonce songs than I know Swiftie songs.
I feel like maybe 2 years ago I might have felt the same way, but we have Ross on every week. I hear all these Swiftie songs, Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be more in the Beehive.
I think I'd be more of a Swiftie. Kyle?
I think I like more of Taylor Swift's songs than I do Beyonce.
Yeah, so I'll be a Swiftie.
Right. But hold on, I need to call out Hugh.
Why?
You're a Swiftie.
How am I a Swiftie?
Oh, this ain't right. I don't know the word.
See, but I didn't know the word.
That's why it's karaoke.
I stay out too late.
Oh, sounds like I knew it.
Got nothing in my brain.
Ooh.
That's what people say.
But I say it with so much. I sing
that's what people say.
So much passion.
Gosh, it's awful.
That kid's way worse.
Can we isolate I have nothing in my brain? That could be a good one. Derek in Ardmore. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man.
Derek.
What's going on?
Well,
that guy who called like maybe two callers ago, there has never been a coach that was fired in the middle of a winning streak. We won the last three games?
Four, actually, yeah. He wanted to fire after four straight wins.
That's not going to happen.
No, of course not.
Now, if it was four games ago, I would agree with him.
Oh, I said they should do it then. I would agree with him too.
But they're on a winning streak now. You can't do that. Can't do it. But as of Joe earlier, what you said, I agree with you that this game's going to be a blowout.
Tell him. Try to tell Hugh the truth here. This is going to be a dominant victory.
Hugh, I cannot see their defense even stopping our offense. I don't see it.
I mean, I hear you.
I've been listening to you and trying to, you know, let you explain how it's going to happen. Is it just a feeling that you have or... you know something we don't know.
You wake up scared today?
No, I didn't wake up scared today. You know what it is, Derek? I just remember sitting here, and there are certain intangibles that I cannot quantify that I try to tell people about on this show on a day-to-day basis. I tried to tell y'all last year about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and everybody thought I was drunk and crazy. It's just something about these types of games. When you talk about going
to I do believe you think we're going to win, but you think it's going to be close?
He
does,
yeah.
Is that what it is?
I do. Yes,
but the Buccaneers was a playoff game. The Bucs were good. They were in the playoffs. The Cowboys stink.
Derek, I like how you ask me a question, and then when I just proceed to tell you, you don't want me to finish.
Well, he got the gist of it. He's good. All right, Derek.
He's like, I got the long talking. Shut up. I don't want to hear all
enough
that.
Enough for that. All right, Derek, what do you got for us? Great rivalry.
Outside the box?
Outside the box, man.
How about the Hatfields and McCoys?
Oh, that's a good one.
We're getting to some haymakers now. All right, Derek, we appreciate Hatfields and McCoys.
You know, I'm gonna say this just right now. I know I might be long talking just a little bit, but these explanations take time. If y'all not going to give me the courtesy of responding in the timely fashion that I need, then don't ask me no questions.
Cut his mic off, Kyle. That's enough. All right.
Because I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm trying to explain it. Like, I ain't trying to hear all that.
Well, because you give an example of when you told us the Bucks were going to win the playoff game.
No, the Bucks were good. That was a great example, though. But we had people calling in talking about, oh, we're going to go down there. We're going to kick the Bucks butt. We're going to kick their butt.
That's what all the callers always do.
We're delusional.
I know, and I'm trying to tell them don't. But then they look at me and get mad.
Let me live.
Are you what I told you someone again?
No, I'm just saying they get mad at me when I tell them, hey, man, don't look at it like that.
That's annoying.
I think I told you so, Douglas, is his favorite, Douglas.
It's my least favorite.
It's mine, too. Also,
I can't stand it.
I told you so, Douglas. Eric points out when Douglas was wrong. Like, he forgets that guy exists.
When am I wrong?
Never.
When am I wrong?
Never.
Come on.
Ever. I can't think of any time that I was wrong.
Yeah, not on this show. Never. All right.
Ever. I have an agenda.
Not a one time.
Not one time.
Yeah, 215-592-9049. I can't think of one. Yeah, you know what? Let's just get back to the show because we don't have to think of times he was wrong. Let him live in his state of bliss, all right? Ignorant bliss over here. Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joe, here. What's up, boy?
Hey,
what's
Rob.
What's going on, man?
Joe, let me talk to you. Is Cooper Rush better than Deshaun Watson?
Probably.
Is CeeDee Lamb, even with a bruised AC joint, whatever it is he better than anybody that's on Cleveland?
Probably, but their defense is not as good as Cleveland's. Not close.
They're both bad, aren't they? I don't think Cleveland is as good as they used to be in years past. I think
no, they're not, but Dallas's defense is towards the... I mean, they're like bottom 10 in everything. They stink.
Did we play Cleveland home, Gil, or was that on the road?
That was at home.
Oh, okay. And did we struggle against them?
It was a slog. I would say it was a slog. Yeah.
A little bit of a slog.
I know you're saying 7 points was on a special teams, but I don't care, Joe. Those things can happen any game, right?
They can. But I feel, Rob,
any given Sunday. That sounds like any given Sunday.
They're playing better. They're playing better now than they were then. They've gotten progressively better these last 3-4 weeks.
I know we're a running team, and I know we're playing better, but the coach and the quarterback that we have to scale back an offense for, we only want him throwing 20, 25 times a game. Did you watch that game last night?
I did. That was one of the best games of the season.
34-35.
And the refs kind of hosed them, if you want to ask me. They kind of hosed Cincinnati, but that's a couple games they cost them. Them and against Kansas City, they hosed them.
Yep.
So Cincinnati's not a bad team. You give me Joe Burrow, you give me Lamar Jackson, I trust him a little bit more than I still don't trust our quarterback that much, Joe. I just still don't. So we have to scale back an offense for him. So with that in mind, because we don't want to wear down Saquon, but yet we don't want our quarterback throwing the ball, 30, 35 times a game, right? So that's why I'm worried against Dallas. That's why I'm worried against Dallas.
And now it sounds like he kind of hobbled. He's a little hobbled now.
Now he's hobbled.
He's hobbled. He's hobbled, Joe. He's hobbled.
Go tell the coach. He didn't know, apparently.
Joe, tell him maybe you should wear socks. Maybe it'll be all right.
Maybe it is the socks. You
no,
know
I wore,
what?
I wore, when I played, I wore socks.
Yeah.
But then after a while, I just stopped wearing socks.
Oh, Hugh, I got a question for you. We're around the same age. I'm 51, all right?
Yeah.
Ginger or Marianne, Hugh? Who are we going for, Hugh? Gilligan's Island, Ginger or Marianne?
See, you almost got me in trouble because I was about to ask for a description that I would have definitely gotten
like
in trouble.
Like the red hair, like the movie star.
I think I'm more of a Marianne girl.
I pulled up a picture here.
I think I'm more of a Marianne. Marianne was more like the country girl, right?
Yeah, she's more like the country girl. Yeah,
and Ginger was more like the Hollywood lady.
Yeah.
She's kind of girl you don't bring home the Marianne. Mama. Marianne, you bring home the mama. Ginger, you maybe don't bring home the mama.
No, Marianne, like, she know how to, she at least helped me change
what
the tire.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
No, I'm just saying, the come on, Gilligan's Island.
You don't know, Kyle?
Marianne looked like she'll help me change the tire.
I mean, Kyle, you asked for takes, so we're pulling a take out of you. Ginger,
I don't know who
Marianne.
These people are.
Well, just search Ginger Marianne. You can
just search Gilligan's Island.
Marianne's the right choice. All right, Rob, what do you got for us here? We need a great rivalry.
I was going to say, that would have been a funny one, Juju and Marianne. But here's my one, McDonald's versus Burger King.
Oh, that's a bit.
That used to be a long time ago. That was like the big rivalry, broiling beets frying. Remember
that's
that?
That's right, the difference.
Broiling beets frying.
I'm impressed you got that.
that was not an easy one.
Hey, listen, I had to slow that thing down.
It is a Friday. All right. Let's go eavesdrop. We do it every Friday. We eavesdrop on the enemy down in the opposite city that we're playing. Can we check in with a little Dallas radio?
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
I did some snooping.
Okay, down in Dallas?
Yeah. So I was listening to their morning show. Shannon RJ, the ones who got aired out by Jerry Jones. There was a familiar voice on that station today. Now, they start this by asking their guest, the aforementioned guest, about that incident with Jerry Jones.
What do we got?
And tell me if you recognize his voice.
What did you think when that story happened?
Well, I thought it was just a bunch of losers. So you guys letting him do that.
Oh, God.
You know, come on. And like, who is he? He's built a horrible team, America's team. What America are we in when that football team, and because the Cowboys suck, what America are we in? And he's the genius that built that football team. He's the genius that gave Dak Prescott a contract, and now he's stuck. The turnover machine, the overrated quarterback at Dak Prescott. He's the genius that doesn't have a running game. It's just beautiful.
Strong from Howard.
That's prime Howard right there. That's good stuff. Howard going on opposing cities and trolling them the week of a game. That's good
that's
stuff
awesome.
By Howard.
Yep. Yeah, that was all right.
And he would never have anything bad to say about us, would he?
I would hope not, because he's one of us, you would think.
Yeah. Next, they ask him about Nick Sirianni.
Does it feel like Sirianni has saved himself, or is he still on the chopping block for this season?
Well, Philadelphia people always want to rip something, so I get it.
And you don't. I love how you get on us for how we handle Jerry while you're sitting there keeping Sirianni's Gatorade and water cold on the sideline next to Big Dom.
Hey, listen, I think he's a good Big Dom. Everybody wants to get on Big Dom.
Yeah.
Sirianni is a good coach. I think he's a good coach. I mean, greatness comes with a lot of years. He's won more games in his first 3 years as head coach than any head coach in the NFL ever. And he's second in the NFL right now in percentage of wins since 2021.
So Howard on the Sirianni agenda down in I like how they push back a little bit though. My favorite part is when Howard pretends he's not one of us. Like
those
people in Philadelphia,
like morons and idiots.
Yeah, that was fun though. So
they hang out with us all.
He does. That was Howard down in on 105.3 down in Dallas. All right, let's go to Khalil. Who's up next? What's up, Khalil?
Hey Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Khalil. What's up, man?
All right, I got a little bone to pick with you, Joe.
Okay.
I do not think Dallas is a walk-off, just a walk-off, and I'll tell you why. Because Jacksonville is worse to me than Dallas. So since we said, oh, we're going to wipe the floor with Jaguars, we'll wipe the floor with Jaguars, and then look what happened there. They still are a team in our division. They know us, we know them. But here's the problem. Like Hugh always references, you know, how he does his dog thing. A hungry dog runs faster. And they are, they haven't won at home yet. And just to beat us, at least if they split with us in the division, because I had them split in the division, I think we might get an upset this week, man. I really do. I don't want to look past Dallas. I hate Dallas. Dallas sucks. You know, I came out, I kicked the doctor and said Dallas sucks ever since I was born. But I'm telling you, I do not think we should just overlook them and just say, that's an easy W, Joe. I don't, man.
So here's what I would say.
I
would say before last week, I would have totally agreed with you that Jacksonville is worse than Dallas. But I don't know. Right. Without the quarterback, without Dak there, I feel like there might be worse than Jacksonville.
So,
yeah, without Dak, I think they're even worse. All right, but the other thing you said, that I think it's interesting to frame it that way and be in, the dog thing, right? The huge thing and hungry dogs. And
dog don't hunt.
Dog don't hunt. But Khalil, this Cowboys team's a poodle, right? We're not talking about a pit bull here. We're not talking about a dog you might have a little.
Poodles bite.
They bite your pants and you kick them off.
But they still bite.
You're afraid of poodles? Hugh.
Nah, not afraid of poodles, but they still bite.
I'm just saying, we got a poodle we're playing on Sunday, Dick Khalil. They could bite, but it's not going to make any damage here.
All right, Joe. I hear you, brother. We'll find out when it's over.
We will. All right, Khalil, what do you got for us for a great rivalry?
All right, I'm going outside the box, too. I'm going to go with big business corporations versus union. How's that?
Ooh, big business versus union. That's a tale as old as time. Khalil, I like that one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
We've gotten some – I feel like the answers are getting better here. Hatfield, McCoy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Coke and Pepsi, Army, Navy, big business versus union.
It's a lot of good ones out there, though.
Is anyone going to top Hugh versus pronunciation on the Midday Show?
Nah.
I don't know. If we get that, when we top that, we got a winner. Oh, there we go. Now we're ready. It is a Football Friday Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Coming up, a Q&A later this segment. We will guess the takes next hour, what everyone's talking about after week 10 in the NFL. We started last night with a shootout in Baltimore, and then we'll hit you with a same-game parlay, Eagles-Cowboys Sunday. I expect this to be a big win for the Eagles. And my mind's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
F on Washington. I'm looking past this game. Are you with me? Or are you scared like Kyle and Hugh and, you know, all these guys in here?
Our quarterback might be hurt.
Well, that's...
going to overlook the Cowboys now?
That is true. All right, so let's go back to that. So if you missed it earlier, Eagles press conference, Nick Sirianni speaking about 40 minutes ago, and we'll play it for you. Obviously, he gets tripped up. We don't know exactly what it is, but it sure sounds like, this is my opinion, that the Eagles did not list Jalen Hurts on the injury report correctly on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They put him on as a rest day. I found it very odd. I found it to be just, it didn't make sense. I mean, quarterbacks at 26 years old without an injury do not have rest days on Wednesdays in the middle of the season. So it didn't make sense to me. So the questions were, hey, that was just a rest. What was up with that with Jalen on Wednesday? Let's listen to Nick Sirianni about 40 minutes ago, and you could tell there's some awkwardness there as he seems to say he actually has an ankle injury.
We haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with it with the ankle and, you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
He wasn't on
the ankle. I'm sorry, Jalen
Hurts.
It was an ankle?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
Now rest.
The end there, it actually gets worse as it goes on, because the end is like, no, rest.
Well, he did say he thought he was talking about something else. Why are you looking at me like that, Joe?
What else?
I'm just saying, something.
It's a lie. It doesn't come across to me as
no, I'm saying reality. He said something else.
What else?
Maybe, I don't know.
So there's one other Jalen on the team.
Jalen Carter.
Because that is a plausible.
Jalen Hunt. You could get Jalen mixed up.
No way.
Yes, you can.
Jalix. Who's asking? Oh, hold on. On a Friday before Cowboys week.
Yes. The Jalix. First question. Somebody might want to know about Jalix.
Nobody wants to know about Jalix Hunt.
Somebody?
No.
No, but it was pretty pointed when he said Jalen.
Jalen. So you're right. There is another Jalen on the team, and that's fair. And I actually think that's an out. Oh, I thought you were talking about Jalen Carter. Here's the issue. Jalen Carter was not on the injury report this week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was, last week, he had a shoulder issue. So the other Jalen, not on the injury report, and he had a shoulder issue, not an ankle.
Can I offer him an olive branch without being accused of, like, being, like, you know, trying to protect him or anything
you
like that?
You could try.
No, I'm saying, because I do this from time to time. And I've done this in meetings, and Kyle can attest to this.
Yeah.
We'll have conversations about certain things. And I'll not know what we're talking about in the conversation. Huh. And I have to come back and I'll offer up something that nobody's knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe that's what it was.
Hold on. That's a group setting. It's a meeting. It's like you're not the only speaker. It's his press conference.
Yeah, and maybe he was thinking, in his mind, maybe he was thinking about something else. And when the question was presented to him, he was thinking in his mind that it was talking about what he was thinking about. Maybe he was thinking about the person that had an ankle injury. Now, this is an easy fix. All you got to do is go through the injury report and find out who has an ankle injury.
I could do that.
Yeah. This is easy.
Their name's not going to be Jalen, though.
No, Mekhi Becton and Aeneas Smith.
No, but I'm saying he probably...
Come on.
But no, there's what no I'm confusion. Saying is this. He could probably... No. You could be thinking in your head... You like Kyle could ask me something, and I can be thinking in my head... The name that is completely different
okay.
from what you say.
I got you. And this does happen to you sometimes. But you know what you do when you do that?
What's that?
Eric Benminim, it be.
You do. You when this does happen to you sometimes. But then you'll say, "Oh, sorry, I was thinking about this." And then you'll join us back in reality.
Yes.
I okay, so
wait a minute. I feel attacked.
That was messed up.
My point, assault, my man. No, I'm just kidding. My point is, Hugh, he could have walked it back and said, "I'm sorry, I was thinking about this. Jalen's fine." Like,
he could have did that.
I think we got a quarterback with an ankle issue.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it's handled today.
So I think the way it works is, Hugh, once you're on the injury report for a week, they have to keep listing you. It becomes progressive. If you're on there Wednesday, they list the same person Thursday and Friday, and then they update it, right? So he was limited Wednesday with rest, whatever that means. Yesterday, he was full with rest. Will they list him today full ankle?
You can't do it.
What do you mean?
Can't do it. You can't do it.
You kind of have to now.
No, you can't. You can't because now
you're double
if you
down
do
on
that,
the lie?
We're speculating.
We're double down on whatever they went with on Wednesday.
Yeah, because if they put him on the injury report now, then to your point, it is a lie.
Well, it was mis. It was mis.
So you can't. I don't think you can. I think
misprinted?
That.
Are they going to use that one?
Misspoke.
Is that what they're going to go with next? Typo.
Yeah, I think it's you misspoke.
See, like 10 years ago, this wouldn't even have been a big deal. Now, with the gambling market, the NFL cracks down on this stuff.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you can't. I don't think you can put him on the injury list.
Were the six because it, the it's Sixers a bad were look. Fined what $100,000 for the Embiid stuff?
Yeah,
I mean this is a thing. All right,
I think it's a bad look if you do though. I think it's a bad look. It's a bad look all around.
So I did track Dan Elliott. He's going to watch Hurts at practice now, okay. And we'll have him at 1.
Okay.
So we'll get the deets on that.
Deets.
And McClain, the last he said was, for context, Hurts has never received a rest injury designation for the Eagles.
Of course he hasn't. He's a quarterback. He's a young quarterback. They don't rest.
He's tired.
Yeah, it's all. He's just tired. His ankle's tired. 215-592-9494. All right. We wanted to bring this. We were going to play this anyway, but it kind of adds more context to things now. So, Hugh, NFL Films, they had some players mic'd up on Sunday, the game against Jacksonville. So there was a clip that was put out yesterday, and it's of Jalen Hurts, after the throw to Devontae Smith, one of the biggest plays of the game, great throw, great catch, celebratory moment. And then you hear Lane Johnson talk to Jalen, and you just listen to Jalen's response because it was kind of weird just watching it yesterday, but now that he may have some sort of ankle issue, maybe there's more to this. All right, let's listen from Sunday, NFL Films.
Hey, Kellen. We got a feed 6. Now be ready outside. He's 1-on-1.
Here goes Hurts. Going for the end zone. Devontae Smith.
Oh, my goodness.
He's in.
What a catch by Smitty.
One hand.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how he did it.
Hey, you're smiling. You're having a good time. It's good for you.
Not really.
Who would you make of that? So that's after the Devontae touchdown. That's Lane Johnson saying, hey, you're having a good time. You're smiling. And Jalen Johnson says, not really. Kind of weird.
I mean, Can I offer this up without acting like I'm trying to, you know, protect Jalen or anything? Maybe.
Here we go.
Listen, y'all not about to derail, even though I've been a little controversial today, talking about this might be a tight game.
Yeah, worried about the Cowboys.
Y'all ain't about to derail my trip to Louisiana.
No, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to. I'm wonder saying, why the quarterback's not happy.
No, he's probably not happy because they put up enough points. Maybe he wanted some more points.
That was 28.
Okay. You gave me a little bit more context than you did
before.
That
was the 28th point.
That wasn't fair. That wasn't fair.
Uh-oh.
maybe his ankle's broken.
I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand in that moment why that would be said. But I don't pretend like I know Jalen. Maybe we need to ask OG Wade because he knows Jalen intimately.
He said
he knows him better than anybody else. Ask him.
Can I offer a plausible theory?
What's that?
His ankle's bothering him.
That's why he's not happy?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Because normally when you have injuries like that are not, you know, serious, you feel them, but the adrenaline takes over, okay. So it doesn't bother you. So I would say, nah, I don't think that's the case. Because I don't think he's sitting there thinking, oh, my ankle hurt.
Is he just being cool guy?
That could probably be too. Yeah.
Probably a little bit of that.
I'm above this.
Business. It's business. A business trip.
Can he just be normal?
Can the team just be normal?
No.
And okay. I just got offered up, a teammate of mine said, no, maybe he's just saying, no, man, I'm tired. Like, it's like, hey, you having fun? He's like, no, I'm tired. Maybe he was tired.
Maybe I need a rest day Wednesday. I'm tired.
Yeah, that's why they probably gave him. No, you know what? That makes sense.
Stop.
That makes sense. Listen, don't derail my trip to Louisiana,
I'm not doing anything.
No, but it's weird. It's weird to say. I admit. It's weird to say, but I think that's what it was.
I can't wait for this trip.
Eastbound down. Damn.
That one hit.
On a Friday.
He was about to reel it out of go,
oh,
too.
Oh, no. I'm telling you.
I was waiting for
it. It was weird. It's weird to say. I admit it's weird to say, but I don't know the context of – I don't have all the information, and I refuse to speculate recklessly on my quarterback, even though – we don't know if he's hurt or not and all this other stuff. I refuse to do it. I'm not about to do that on Friday.
I've been trying to lead you down the right path since Wednesday. No one's listening to me.
No, you didn't say that,
this
though.
This doesn't make any sense.
Something's not right.
This doesn't make any sense.
You did say that, though.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
First of all, he better not be hurt. I Philadelphia boy, there's something in the water. I just can't deal with no fake, real injuries. Be healthy. Second of all, Joe Giglio, do you like Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Then stop ruining Dallas Week for me and everybody else, okay, bro? Stop out here like the Grinch trying to take. Nah, bro, because I don't care if they won in 15. I don't care if they won in 3 years. When they came out here and Minshew Magic us, oh, they didn't care. They ran up the scoreboard, right? Oh, it mattered to them. They got to talk trash all offseason. Nah, bro. Nah. Hey, look. Buddy Ryan is revered for one thing. He ain't never won nothing, but he took Dallas seriously, okay, in his velour suits, all right? That's what matters, all right? Dallas Week, Joe Giglio. Stop grumping and hating Christmas. I'm going to start telling people you like LA flip-flops. Like, you don't like Christmas, bro? You don't like Christmas?
I love Christmas, and we're going to beat the Cowboys by 3 scores.
Yeah, and then let me enjoy the beat. I'm trying to move on somewhere else.
All right.
I ain't trying to go to the concert. I'm trying to enjoy my peace and my time. Where's our Cowboy Jim at? Fat Gritty's on the phone looking for you, Cowboy. I'm looking for you. Oh, you ain't got nothing to say. Ooh, I tell you what, it feels good, okay? And Cooper Rush is better than Dak. Dak's my worst quarterback in the league. I'm a little bit scared to have to go to Cooper Rush. They better put 40 burger on him. You know what, Nick? Go for two every single time because it's the Cowboys. You're in Jerry's world. I won't even say nothing about your duck. Go be aggressive. Touch push 92 times down the field. Go get me this George W. Dallas sucks. Say it again. Dallas sucks. And Joe Giglio hates Christmas. Go back! Oh, wait. I got to give my answer.
What do you got?
Rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a tough time in America, and a lot of people don't like to talk about politics. I'm about to get banned on here, but this is serious, serious rivalry right now. You hear me?
I'm listening.
Jimmy's versus Sprinkles, bro. I mean, I'm saying, don't hang up on me. Don't kill me, bro.
Oh, you might be in big trouble calling this station again. Black Gritty, have a great weekend. There he goes.
It depends on what he calls
Jimmy's
Sprinkles.
They're Sprinkles.
No, they're Jimmy's.
Oh, Jimmy's. Okay, Jimmy's. Okay, Jimmy's.
They're Sprinkles.
But some people call them Jimmy's,
I know.
Though,
no,
right?
A lot of people do. I mean, that's obviously
people from here.
Kyle's passionate about this.
That's a from here thing.
Well, I like Sprinkles.
I know you do.
Okay.
It's wrong.
I just never got into the Jimmy's thing. Never, it didn't resonate with me.
I know.
All right, that's not. Listen, I gotta be me. I mean, I'm gonna call him Sprinkles. M is in Virginia, and then we gotta get to a Q&A. What's up, M?
First of all, who the hell is Jimmy, and why do he go on ice cream cone?
M, you're in Virginia. get lost.
I'm from okay. North Philadelphia. I'm
from North Philadelphia. M's from here.
Been away too long.
He forgot?
Yeah. M got triggered with that one. He made him mad with that one.
You're a little fraudulent.
Yeah, don't say I don't claim it. But 87-3.
87 what?
To three.
You, what, oh, you, what, my what bad, is
my
that?
Bad. My bad, Hugh. You not. You get your pen and paper, Hugh. 87-3. We got.
Wait a minute.
We got three.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? No, wait a minute, Jimmy. You ain't talking about. You ain't talking about the score of the game. I called you, Jimmy. You ain't talking about the score of the game, are you?
Yeah, that's a lot. Oh,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, you tripping. You tripping?
No, I like this. Jimmy gets it. I mean, she's not Jimmy Evans.
Yeah, you tripping.
Hey, look, y'all call me Jimmy one more time.
Well, Em, I'm sorry. I actually pulled up the Wikipedia for Jimmy's because I wanted to throw something back at Kyle here. So then I just reading about Jimmy's, and then I said Jimmy's. But Em, I know your name.
What else I had? What other questions I had today? My bad. I know I'm lying.
Well, you can ask you why he's so scared of Cooper Rush. I mean, you can comment on them, the injury report with Jalen, all this stuff.
Yeah, I like the Color Rush jersey, too. You saying Baltimore's last night?
The Color Rush. They brought that back.
Oh, the purple one for the Ravens? I like that, too. Yeah, that was kind of cool. The purple rain,
see,
they call
that it. That went clean over y'all head. I'm sick of y'all already.
Oh, and come on.
I said Color Rush.
Oh.
No, I said color. Hey,
We said the jerseys from last night.
The Ravens,
that's what we said.
The purple rain jerseys.
I know. I said that because y'all said Cooper Rush. Y'all worried about Cooper Rush. I'm not worrying about them. I worry about Cooper.
Neither am I. I mean, Hugh is. All right, and what do you got for a rivalry? What do you got for us?
Rivalry. So I'm mad because I work at Pepsi, and that was my answer. And then I had Union versus Big Job. That was one of my answers. So now I just got to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Vince McMahon.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a classic.
That's thinking outside the box, too, because I think a lot of times when we think of rivalries, I think there's a lot of simpler ones that we could think of.
There's still a lot of big ones out there. I just want to point out as we circle back to the important things, say like Jimmy's versus Sprinkles. I mean, Kyle made the assertion, and I think it's probably believed that this is a from here thing, right? Jimmy's, if you're from here, they're Jimmy's. Actually originated in Boston. Okay, then it made its way down here. Wikipedia doesn't lie.
From here or Boston.
But when you say from here, you think here, not from here or Boston.
It doesn't have to be exclusively.
Well, I know, but I don't know if it's really just a Philadelphia area thing. I think it's just a thing. It may be Northeast. You could say that. And in that case, we could argue about it. All right, let's grab Anthony, and then we got to get to a Q&A here. What's up, Anthony?
Yo,
what's Anthony.
Up?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
Joe, Hugh, Kyle.
What's up, man?
Well, I'm concerned. I am concerned.
About the game Sunday, this game?
Yeah, I don't like playing in Jerry World. I think over the past 5 years, the Cowboys have beat us two more times than we've beat them, if I'm correct.
Yeah, well, the Eagles haven't won down there since 2017.
I don't like playing there, no. And then the whole Jalen thing with the ankle.
Speculation.
We don't know.
The coach said 40 minutes ago we were being cautious because of an ankle.
It's rest day. He said ankle. Rest
his ankle.
No, but he just rested. He was tired.
Were they talking about Carter or
you guys? This is ultimate spin work here, rather two of you.
Yes, it is.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Yes, it is.
Make sure I get my duo here at the end.
Your rivalry? Okay. All right. So first of all, do you think they're going to lose, though, or you just think it's going to be a close game?
No, I think they're still going to win, but only by six. I'm saying 23-17.
Right. Okay.
And with the tush push, like if it's going 95%, I say still use it. Just maybe, I don't know, throw a trick in here and there.
Well, they tried that last week. They did a little speed option off it.
There was one,
All right, so Anthony, what do you got for us for a great rivalry?
So this great rivalry has spanned over 9 movies, all starting with the word Star Wars, and that would be the Jedi versus the Sith.
Jedi versus Sith. Hugh,
that's
what do you think?
I
that's
like
a
that.
Big time one.
That's a big one. And he's thinking outside the box.
Yes, and it goes for a lot of movies. Anthony, that's really good. All right, we're going to get to a guest here in a second. But first, can we get to a little Q&A before a Cowboys week? I think it's time for a little Q&A, Hugh Douglas.
Yes, and it's sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Always award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Hugh and A on 94 WIP.
All right, I got two quick ones for you, Hugh. Number one, we're talking about blowing the Cowboys out on Sunday, running up the score.
Mm-hmm.
Do players think about that? Like, when you were had a good team and you were winning big, did you mm-hmm. ever think, like, mm-mm. let's bury him?
No, I told you what I was thinking. Physical confrontation. Man, this game is not going to be easy. Don't care what the score is. Don't care what the record is.
How about in the game? You guys were up 3 touchdowns. You're like, let's pour it on? Or is that not a thing?
That's not a thing. You just want to get out to a good start, and then you keep your foot on the gas pedal. You don't want to let them get back in the game.
All right, my second one this week, because it is Cowboys week. Hugh, when did you know, like how quickly into the game of the pickle juice game did you know? Because that you said this earlier, you guys were not expected to win. You were
mm-mm.
underdogs.
We were dogs.
And then you went there, and you guys blew the doors off them. And obviously that season you were better. People just didn't know because it was week one. Was it like 5 minutes in the game, half? Like, when did you know, like, man, we got something here?
You know what? It's kind of hard to say. It wasn't no 5 or 10 minutes into the game because at that point, you know, you're still working on adrenaline and you're just like, you know, forget the Cowboys. And I think it really didn't register until, I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Troy go out that game with a concussion? He got knocked out of that game, if I'm not mistaken. That's when you realize, well, damn, we kind of brought that thigh out that day. It was one of those. It was a weird day, man, because I just remember trying to beat the brakes off the Cowboys, and I don't even really recall when I felt like, hey, you know what, this is something kind of special. I don't even recall that.
You know, sometimes we joke with you. We look at these old box scores and we're like, where's Hugh?
Mm-hmm.
Not this day. Kyle, you look at the box score from the pickle juice game. Leading tackler for the Eagles that day, Hugh Douglas. The most sacks that day for the Eagles, Hugh Douglas.
No,
you,
I just remember.
You dominated.
No, that was just one game that I remember because, you know, you talk about being scared, Joe. Like, walking in the locker room, and I never forget. I'm not, you know, I know they weren't scared, but a lot of my teammates were more concerned about the weather.
Because it was so hot.
It was hot. And I remember it was a psychological game because Dallas put – when in an old stadium, they had a big ass thermometer, like right when you were walking up the tunnel, right mm-hmm. where you could see it, and you saw how hot it was, and you know those old school thermometers where they had in the red area where
sure.
it was dangerously hot, and I remember walking off the field and guys like, oh, it's hot, and I just remember saying, you know what, forget that, I don't, you know, colorful words that I used. And I just remember going to that game and just wanting to beat the Cowboys.
And you did. Boy, Deuce, 262 total yards. What a day. 41-14. He goes, all right, Howard Eskin calling in to call me a moron. What's up, Howard?
Well, first of all, you are Mr. Drama. But mm-hmm. let me just one little shot at Hugh Douglas. If you led the team in tackles that day, I know they didn't drug test after the game.
That is cold.
All right, that's a good one, Howard.
That
all right, Howard,
cold.
You got do you got something on this Jalen situation, Howard?
No, okay, here's it. You, Joe, I don't ever, ever want to go to the movies if I know you're coming, because you're the guy that would yell fire, fire. You are so over the top dramatic. It's ridiculous.
Howard, what's okay, going on with Jalen's ankle?
Okay, did you see his news conference on Wednesday?
Jalen, I heard.
Okay, he was pissed that he was rested.
Yes, I know.
Now, he had an excuse. If he had an ankle injury, he could have said it, all right? He could have said it, and it was an out in case something, you know, he has a bad game or whatever. And, you know, most players like to find those excuses.
Sure.
But he was angry.
What happened? Why did Sirianni say Jalen has an ankle today?
I have no – maybe trying to give him an excuse – or get an out for resting him the other day. I watched him. Now, again, we don't see the real tough stuff in practice, the plays. We see enough. And I saw him. He didn't have a limp. I saw him every day this week. And sometimes if a guy has an ankle injury, you'd see a slight little limp. I didn't notice one thing. And I walked right by him today. He was walking. I think he must have been doing some interviews for the broadcast. So he was walking to the bubble as I was walking in for Sirianni. I noticed nothing. I noticed nothing when he walked by me the other day for the news conference. Nothing. Nothing.
Howard, my antenna's up. It is officially up, my antenna. Something's going on
here. Your antenna, I'm telling you. Let me know when you're going to the movies, and I'll make sure I go to another movie.
Okay, that's fine. Let's end with this, Howard. I just need this. When was the last time you remember an Eagles quarterback, and again, a young one, like we're talking about a 26-year-old, resting on a Wednesday without injury, without an injury concern? I don't remember ever.
Not the quarterback.
Jalen's never rested.
But he went through the walkthrough. First of all, here's another thing I'm going to tell you. Wednesday was really a walkthrough by the Eagles. Yesterday was the real practice, and today they'll practice. That's the real practice. So Saquon Barkley has, I saw him running sprints, but I didn't see him practicing yesterday because he had a little limp, and he did have a visible limp on the sidelines on Sunday.
Right.
I noticed nothing. So I don't know the injury report, if he, it only lists him as full rest. I don't even care about those reports anymore because they're all bogus. Unless a guy is really hurt, then you can get fined. I mean, this is just nonsense.
All right, well,
Joe, you're scaring people for no reason.
This is a major story. What do you want me to do with it?
Shove it up, where. I mean,
maybe if the head coach can get through a press conference without the PR people having to jump in, I wouldn't have to do anything.
I don't give a
maybe he wasn't aware of.
He's the head coach, Howard. How is he not aware of the injury report?
You know what? I tell you, you can find a big one. Just look for you, Douglas, and you can shove it up.
What did I do?
I gotta tell you.
How did I catch a stray?
Howard, I'm just saying, if this is a real thing, your status as Eagles Insider of the Year on the Afternoon Show is in big trouble.
I've recused myself on the way. It's a joke. I don't even pay attention to it.
All right, Howard. Enjoy practice.
Relax.
I was relaxed. And then, all right, that's enough. There he goes. Howard Eskin. I was relaxed today. I'm the one trying to calm you guys down, and then I have the coach stumbling over himself in a press conference. All right, final hour.
Is he mad at you with Nick Sirianni?
The spin around here is unbelievable. All right,
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.